broadcasting from the Highway 40 studios in Tioga, North Dakota. You're listening to Talk of the Town with Jim Prather. Join the show live anytime, 701-664-KTGO. That's 664-5846. Or email the show, ktgo@flagfamily.com. And now, here's your host for Talk of the Town, Jim Prather.
Yes, very happy Monday morning to you. Great to have you listening in this morning. It is 6:06, and temperature-wise, a little bit of the frost out there I noticed this morning. We're looking at 28 degrees right now in Tioga, 30 in Ray. Crosby's coming in at 28. We've got 34 now in Stanley, 36 out of Williston. Bismarck's coming in at 43. 30 in Wild Rose, Epping 32, Ross 34, White Earth and McGregor 30. 36 now in Minot, 34 in Watford City, Powers Lake, Noonan coming in at 30. 34 in Granora. We've got 30 in Noonan and Columbus, 34 in Berthold. And Fargo this morning coming in at 41 degrees. And a very happy Monday morning to you, Spence. Great to have you on the other side of the microphone this morning, sir. How's it going?
Very well. Good morning. And how are you doing this morning yourself?
Hey, we're doing great. Like I say, the weather is kind of turning a little bit. It's kind of one of those things where you were hoping for a little bit more, you know, warmth, but we'll take what we get here. We're looking at 51 degrees today. Possibility of a little snow shower before 8 o'clock this morning. Slight chance of rain and maybe snow showers between 8 and 9. Then a slight possibility of some rain showers after 9 o'clock. And again, otherwise partly sunny. 51 today. Winds kind of gusty out of the northwest at about 28 miles an hour. And again, chance of precipitation around 20%, so kind of slight. Mostly sunny, 56 tomorrow. No rain or snow in the forecast then. But we're actually going to be getting more of the possibility of rain and snow throughout the week, even all the way through this coming next Sunday. Otherwise, mostly sun in a lot of the days and warmer temps, 50s, maybe low 60s. So it's kind of shaping up to be that kind of May here for us, Spence. Meanwhile, why don't we get into our national anthem this morning, our Star Spangled Banner here on KTGO, the flag. Fantastic. And we'll take a look at some news stories that we're following this morning. Brought to us by our friends at Tioga Ace Hardware. Tioga Ace Hardware. They're busy doing a lot of things for spring and summer, and you can shop right now for spring and summer with your Ace Rewards in Tioga and Stanley. Miracle-Gro Garden Soil and Whitney Farms Raised Bed Soil, priced at just $6.49. They've got the Scotts Naturescape Mulch, Brown and Sierra Red, just $3.99. Get two cubic feet of Miracle-Gro Moisture Control potting soil for just $10.99. Plus, you can get free assembly and delivery with your Ace Rewards on Weber, Traeger, and the Big Green Egg Grills. Plus, they've got lots of deals on battery-operated steel and Ego Power equipment. You can definitely shop and save with your local Ace Hardware stores in both Tioga and Stanley. And before North Dakota lawmakers left Bismarck, they did pass an 80-page bill updating the state's election laws. Some changes: they added a provision banning private cash donations or grants for elections. During the last cycle, reports of there being grants coming from some lawmakers worried about influencing the results. In response to that, they passed a law stopping counties from accepting private money for election operations. Non-monetary supplies can still be accepted. The bill passed, but may see some legal challenges in court over freedom of speech. Meanwhile, Biden hitting the road this week, eager to drum up support for his two massive spending bills that combined could cost the U.S. taxpayer well over $4 trillion. His first stop would be Portsmouth, Virginia, where he plans to talk about school reopenings and push for his big spending and high tax policies he's claimed are the reason the economy is on the mend. Conservatives are arguing that these proposed new programs could make Americans too dependent on the government. But the White House disagrees. Biden's chief of staff, Ron Klain, says the American people are long overdue. They've been promised that their infrastructure would be fixed for 50 years. Also says the president will invite some Republican senators to the House to talk about that in the next few days. It will likely be a discussion over the definition of infrastructure. Several states loosening rules for quarantining school students, going against guidance from the CDC. They say the spread of the disease is lower in schools than expected. Infection rate is low among students who quarantine at home. CDC officials say quarantines are an essential tool in preventing transmission, but admit new studies about quarantines are encouraging. And Pfizer has begun exporting its vaccine with the first international shipment to Mexico. Both Pfizer and Moderna say they're ramping up production. And the U.S. has promised to share the AstraZeneca vaccines with other countries now. With the latest data on border crossings in Texas's Rio Grande Valley expected to be released this week, the constant surge of migrants continues to strain resources in the region. Sources that have taken that nighttime ride along the National Border Patrol with the council member RGV sector to see what federal, state, and local authorities are facing on that nightly basis, along with part of the border, can see more than 1,000 migrant crossings going on per day. The family of Andrew Brown Jr. will hold an invite-only funeral for the 42-year-old nearly 2 weeks after he was shot and killed. Civil rights leader Reverend Al Sharpton will deliver the eulogy at the family's request. This is protesters and the Browns family continue to call for the public release of body camera footage that captured the deadly encounter. Last week, a North Carolina judge denied a petition to publicly release the videos for the next at least 30 days. Browns will get the opportunity to view the footage in its entirety in the coming days. And meanwhile, Republican Senator Tim Scott on the Face the Nation program said that Congress is close to completing a bipartisan police reform bill. Getting close to 6:15, we'll take a timeout. We'll get into Lou's Tales. We'll be back with more news stories we're following for you on this Monday, May 3rd. Thank you for listening in this morning. KTGO, The Flag.
Broadcasting from the oil capital of North Dakota, this is AM 1090, KTGO, Tioga.
That is War with Why Can't We Be Friends? Entered the U.S. Top 40 chart on this date back in 1975. And good morning, it's 6:22. Coming up in the next hour, 7:35, we'll check in with Captain Ryan. He's going to actually be recapping Saturday's Christian Motorcyclists annual run for the Sun. He was part of that event and said it was a pretty good ride. We'll have to get more details from Captain Ryan coming up at about 7:35 this morning. Meanwhile, we're following some news stories as we continue this Monday morning edition of Talk of the Town. This segment being brought to us by Tioga Cashwise Foods, number one in low prices, strong tradition of community caring, service, and support. They know the importance of being involved, and they really do give back. They focus on fighting hunger, investing in local youth, and promoting healthy living. And they proudly support the community of Tioga and beyond. Very good members of the Tioga Chamber of Commerce, Tioga Cashwise Foods. With the latest data on border crossings, we had talked about the folks checking out the Texas Rio Grande and seeing that there are more than 1,000 migrant crossings per day going on there. Last year, President Trump promised to crack down on riots in Portland and federal agents started arresting people. Now the U.S. attorney says most of those charged won't be prosecuted. Of 97 cases filed, 58 have been dismissed or deferred, including several against people who assaulted police officers, 7 people who have pled guilty, but only one faces prison time at this point. Former DHS Secretary Chad Wolf alleges the DOJ in Portland was hesitant to prosecute many of the left-wing protesters. U.S. attorney says that they just can't prove many of the cases. The Twitter mob is being accused of canceling without context. And Hispanic California man who lost his job and reputation over a picture posted on Twitter showing a similar gesture that was used on Jeopardy. A winner was accused of flashing a white power hand gesture. Says he was signaling that he was a 3-time winner of the game. Impacts of cancel culture going on there, costing innocent folks their careers. While the details of President Biden's tax hikes are vague, it's those details that will dictate support of his plan. West Virginia GOP Senator Shelley Moore Capito has been actively communicating with Biden to iron out details, especially in regards to actual infrastructure. The Republican is standing firm that now is the wrong time to raise taxes. Thinks there's a lot more creative solutions out there that don't involve raising taxes. Meanwhile, Pennsylvania Democrat Senator Bob Casey defended the tax increases, saying there's powerful interests breaking the code all these years. It's all about American workers and American families who have to live. He says so much change to the tax code in such a short time span, minimal information, poses all types of risk, but a necessary one at that. State Department denies it struck a deal to free up $7 billion in frozen Iranian funds in exchange for the release of 4 American prisoners accused of spying. Reports of the agreement first emerged in Iranian state-run television. Latest example of the Iranians negotiating in public to increase pressure on the U.S. U.S. negotiators appearing on the verge of lifting Trump-era sanctions on Iran in hopes of a return to the nuclear deal. Critics say of this strategy, they fear the U.S. will get little to nothing in return. Still a fair distance to travel to close the remaining gaps is what Secretary of State Anthony Blinken is talking about. He's going to huddle today with Iran's nuclear deal partners at a G7 summit in London. NBA's $4 billion partnership with China is in focus this week as the Basketball League is set to participate in China's International Consumer Products Expo, with hopes of smoothing bilateral relations. This comes as the NBA and players like LeBron James are facing questions over being quick to speak out against the U.S. controversies. while turning a blind eye to China's civil rights abuses. Biden administration reportedly laying the groundwork for long-term increase in food stamps for tens of millions of Americans without working with Congress. Agriculture Department said to be looking at alternating an obscure rule known as the market basket to determine who gets food stamps, which would increase benefits. The move would be the latest the White House's broad spending push on social spending programs is doing. Also comes as business owners across the country are reporting staffing shortages, citing government handouts. TikTok, with its 100 million U.S. users, has just cemented its ties to the Communist Party by selecting a new CEO linked to companies backlisted by the U.S. government. One of the countries deemed a national threat has been implicated in the Chinese genocide. Cybersecurity experts say as the Biden administration's first 100 days have been focused on the southern border crisis, also COVID and big tax and spend bills, Chinese digital enterprises that pose a threat to American data privacy have slipped under the regulatory radar. They warn it's past time for the Biden cyber team to refocus on these threats and be taken on to the Chinese theft of America's users' data before it's too late. The correction of the false accusation against Rudy Giuliani by the Washington Post, the New York Times, and the NBC. The FBI warned him that he was on target of a Russian disinformation campaign is a huge blunder that has Rudy demanding that they reveal their unnamed sources. A story exploded across the media and continues a one-sided pattern of mistakes against the Trump figures. And yet the correction draws a tiny fraction of attention heaped upon the bogus allegations that are ignored by many left-leaning outlets. Getting close to 6:30. We'll take a little time out here, get into Fox's business report. We'll be back with more Talk of the Town on this Monday morning, May 3rd of 2021. Great to have you listening in this morning. KTGO, The Flag.
I'm Connell McShane. This is the Fox Business Report.
The trial of Apple versus Fortnite video game giant Epic Games begins today. A federal judge in Oakland, California, hears opening statements from the two companies. Epic claims Apple runs its app store in a way that crushes smaller businesses and prohibits fair competition. Cannabis companies Tilray and Aphria have completed their merger. The combined company will continue to operate as Tilray. Beijing now has a driverless taxi service. China's Baidu is operating the robo-taxi, limited to transporting riders within a small area for now. The next generation of COVID-19 vaccines could be a pill or nasal spray. The Wall Street Journal says drug makers and government labs are developing new types of doses now being tested. That's your Fox Business Report. I'm Ginny Cosilda. Invested in you.
Only T-Mobile for Business uses unconventional thinking to help businesses realize new possibilities, like our WFX solutions enabled by our nationwide 5G network that help teams stay connected and productive where work happens. We also provide an award-winning customer experience and first-class benefits with every plan. Get unmatched network support and value without any trade-offs at T-Mobile.com/unconventional. Capable device required. Coverage not available in some areas. Some uses may require a certain plan or feature. See T-Mobile.com.
Mitch Anthony here with today's Daily Dose. On a recent trip to Mount Rushmore, I was inspired not only by the magnificence of the monument itself, but more by the spirit of the man who sculpted it. It took Gutzon Borglum 14 years to steer through government red tape, raise necessary funds, and carve out the faces of Washington, Jefferson, Roosevelt, and Lincoln. Before and during this project, there were many detractors and naysayers. Who ever heard of sculpting out of the face of a mountain? If you haven't yet, go and see the work of Borglum's imagination and hands, and then ponder these words of his. There is but one worthy ambition for us all. Do better. Whatever we do. No matter how capable, we must work, think, study, and do better. This alone leads to mastery, leadership, and independence. And how did Gutzon Borglum answer those who said he was attempting the impossible, that it could not be done? His reply, don't say I can't on this work. The I can'ts are unknown in the world's work and unremembered in history. This is Mitch Anthony reminding you once again that life is whatever you make it. The Daily Dose is brought to you today by rextramile.org. Mitch Anthony here to tell you about the R Extra Mile, a charity that uses your extra airline miles to help cancer patients get where they need to go. Serious illness takes a toll not only physically but financially as well, with lost wages, chemotherapy, insurance deductibles, and travel costs. There is additional stress. The R Extra Mile is seeking donors of airline miles to help patients to find providers. You can help by contacting the rextramile.org. That's rextramile.org, rextramile.org. Thank you for your support.
Welcome back. Join the show anytime, 701-664-5846, or email us, ktgo@flagfamily.com. You're locked into AM 1090 and 92.7 FM. This is the Talk of the Town with Jim Prather.
Speed, your heart beats double time. Another kiss, and you'll be mine.
That is Robert Palmer, and Addicted to Love was number one on the U.S. Top 40 chart on this date back in 1986. Very good morning to you, 6:35. You got Jim and Spence here on this Monday morning edition of Talk of the Town. It's May 3rd. 123rd day of the year, 242 days remain in 2021. And we'll take a look, a quick look at our Williston Auto Sports Desk. Williston Auto, of course, always pays more for your trade. Price sells cars at Williston Auto. Get more information, visit online at WillistonAuto.com. That's WillistonAuto.com. NDSU Bison football had its string of nine consecutive FCS semifinals appearance snapped yesterday. Bison fell on the road to Sam Houston State, 24-20 in the FCS football playoff quarterfinals. NDSU's offense had a tough time against the Bearcats as they only rushed for 139 yards on 43 carries and passed for 90 yards in the game. NDSU's special teams returned a kickoff and a punt for a touchdown in the loss. NDSU had the opportunity to win the game, but turned the ball over on downs at the Sam Houston 21-yard line. 29 seconds remaining in the game. Freshman quarterback Cam Miller overthrew the tight end Noah Gendorf. Houston will host James Madison in the FCS semifinals coming up this next Saturday. And an offensive explosion propelled the Twins past the Kansas City Royals as they scored a Baker's dozen in their win. Twins defeated Kansas City 13-4. Twins will begin a four-game home series up against the Texas Rangers tonight. First pitch around 6:40. Kyle Busch took the checkered flag at the NASCAR Sprint Cup Series at Kansas Speedway yesterday. Busch led the 20 laps in the victory. Kevin Harvick finished second place. Interesting race there. Meanwhile, Sam Burns won the Valspar Championship Tournament at 17 under par. Minnesota Wild snapped their four-game losing streak to the St. Louis Blues on Saturday night, winning 4-3 overtime. Minnesota trailed 3-1 in the third period before tying the game at 3 and winning it overtime. Wild will host the Vegas Golden Knights tonight, puck drop around 7. I believe it's Medina Spirit who won the Kentucky Derby on Saturday. Medina Spirit. There were 51,838 fans in attendance at the Kentucky Derby on Saturday. The win by Medina Spirit gave trainer Bob Baffert his Kentucky Derby record 7th victory. And it looks like at least three NDSU Bison drafted in this year's NFL draft. Quarterback Trey Lance drafted 3rd overall to the San Francisco 49ers. Dylan Reddins was drafted in the second round at 53rd overall to the Tennessee Titans. So some talented NDSU Bison drafted on to higher professional ranks. Congratulations to those players. Meanwhile, today in history, it was on this day in 1765, the first U.S. medical school is proposed at the College of Philadelphia, which is now the University of Pennsylvania. 1830, the first regular steam train passenger service began. 1921, West Virginia became the first state to charge a sales tax on this day. Back in 1944 on this day, during World War II, U.S. rationing of most grades of meats ended. 1962, 163 people were killed, 400 injured near Tokyo, Japan, when a train crashed into wreckage of collision between inbound freight train and an outbound commuter train, rather. 1971, National Non-Commercial Network Radio began programming, sponsored by the Corporation for Public Broadcasting. It was on this day in 1979 that Conservative Party leader Margaret Thatcher became Britain's first female prime minister. On this day back in 1982, President Reagan began five-minute weekly radio broadcasts. 1986, NASA's bad luck streak continued after the Challenger explosion when an unmanned Delta rocket lost power in its main engine shortly after liftoff. That forced its destruction by remote control. 1988, on this day, the White House acknowledged that First Lady Nancy Reagan had used astrological advice to help schedule the president's important meetings. 1991, Exxon and the state of Alaska withdrew from a $1 billion settlement of the Exxon Valdez oil spill. And of course, another was reached later on as well. 1999, tornadoes in Oklahoma and Kansas killed at least three dozen people. And there you have a few things that took place on this date. We're one-tenth the way through May now. Seems like this year is going faster and faster. Memorial Day is happening on the 31st day of this month. And, of course, don't forget that we've got our birthday segment coming up at 6:50 and 7:50 this morning. If you'd like to get your birthdays in, quite easy. Just give us a call at 701-664-5846, or you can email us at ktgo@flagfamily.com. It's that simple. Of course, you never have to miss an episode of this show when you subscribe to our podcast. You can go to am1090theflag.com and subscribe, or you can search Talk of the Town in your favorite podcast app, including Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and Google Podcasts. Keep in mind, you can live stream the program on our website at am1090theflag.com. You'll see live. You can click on that link. You can also go back into our show archives. When you go to am1090theflag, you'll see a little link that says Show Archives. You'll then see dates and particular shows that you can re-listen to. It's that simple. And this week is Be Kind to Animals Week, National Pet Week, May 2nd through the 8th, first full week in May. A lot of pet owners out there enjoying their pets here. Looks like coverage of the NFL's draft's first round on ABC, ESPN, NFL Network drew a combined audience of about 12.52 million viewers on Thursday evening. That's about 2 million more than ABC's Academy Awards telecast last Sunday. So that was in the kind of in the dumps, and numbers for the draft first round, at least, also was a little bit better than what they did at the Academy Awards, but it's not a record breaker by any means. You ever saw the movie Moonstruck or Steel Magnolias? One of the actresses of that motion picture or pictures passed on. She was 89 years of age. We're talking about Olympia Dukakis, the theater veteran and Oscar-winning star of those movies, Moonstruck and Steel Magnolias. Also, According to Nielsen, 26.9 million people watched Biden's joint address to Congress last week. I don't know if you can say everybody watched. A number of people, I guess I'm kind of guilty, kind of was on the hinge of falling asleep during that event, but tried to keep my eyes open the best I could there. Been 412 days of closure. Disneyland opens its gates coming up on Friday, so everybody thinking about maybe Disneyland someday, sometime. Maybe, maybe not. Looks like the rumored chicken shortage has become a reality, especially when it comes to wings. Town in Australia is dealing with an invasion of parrots. They all just kind of showed up, and now they won't leave, and they're squawking all day long. It'd be kind of odd seeing a bunch of parrots. It won't be quiet. Kind of a different type of deal there. New study out of the University of Michigan is not just the amount of sleep you get, they say, that affects your health, but also the consistency of the same schedule day after day. So we all know sleep is an important element in your day-to-day, but they say keep a consistent schedule. Keep it going the same if you can. Well, Johnny Crawford, the guy who starred along with Chuck Connors as his son back in the TV series The Rifleman. If you ever checked that out on classic cowboy TV, The Rifleman, I guess Johnny Crawford has passed on. Most baby boomers might remember him as the son on that Rifleman series. He was 75 years of age. According to one source, Aaron Rodgers' wish list for new teams, including the 49ers, the Raiders, and the Broncos, being on his list. Looks like Charlene Tilton, who played Lucy Ewing on the old TV series Dallas, says that it was her coworkers that helped her survive the drug-abundant 1980s. So apparently she had some issues going on back in the 80s, and a lot of her co-stars did the best they could to help her get through that. And finally, what else do we have here? A Kobe Bryant game-worn jersey from his rookie season could sell for over $500,000 when it goes on auction today. Good morning. It's 6:47. We'll take a timeout, get into Dakota Farm and Ranch Report. We'll be back in just a few short moments. More Talk of the Town on the way. KTGO, the flag.
What to watch for when you're purchasing feed for your livestock. Next on the Dakota Farm and Ranch Report. The Dakota Farm and Ranch Report is your news source for all things farming and ranching. I travel throughout the Dakota Territory to bring you the most updated stories pertaining to our area. As a full-time cattle producer, I share in the passion that all egg producers have to raise quality products that feed the world. And I would like to invite you to be a sponsor of the Dakota Farm and Ranch Report and share in this passion. Call 701-255-1234. That's 701-255-1234 for more information to be part of our team. With the Dakota Farm and Ranch Report, I'm Scott Bachmeyer.
When it comes to forage in the drought area like we're in here and possibly looking at having to feed maybe a little bit earlier, or some people are even talking about weaning early this year because of the short of grass, what do we need to look for when purchasing feed or hay from different areas of different states? Or I know weeds is a big thing, but is there any other things that we need to look for when we start purchasing this forage?
Well, about 3 or 4 years ago, I bought a bunch of hay out of Minnesota. It looked great, smelled great. When I started feeding it, it was moldy. That's one of the big things a guy needs to look for, is how was it put up? And then, of course, if we're going to be paying the larger sums of money for this, the feed, I would almost require, before you buy anything, get a nutrient analysis of that feed and make sure that they'll stand behind it, whoever you're buying it from. If you know the person you're buying it from, they've treated you well in the past, that's one thing. If it's somebody new, get a nutrient analysis, see what's what with that feed, especially with small grain feeds. You never know, there could be nitrate issues. Not always, but there's always that possibility. So it's better safe than sorry before you pay for it and then you end up with an issue.
And once again, you can get that test done on that feed through your local extension agent.
Yep, that's correct. We have most all of the offices will have a coring tube, so you can go up to all your bales and take samples out and we'll send it in. Of course, we want a really broad representation of whatever feed you're using. So if you pull a sample out of one sample out of a bunch of bales scattered throughout the field or even in the stack, $20 to cover maybe 100 bales if you get enough samples out of it. That'll tell you if you're safe. And if you want to get, if you're really concerned, just take it out of a specific sept and then we can send samples in for each. But that's pretty cheap insurance to know that what you're feeding isn't going to cause you headaches in the long run.
There you go. My eyes adored you. Frankie Valli, of course, from the Four Seasons, the singer, is celebrating his birthday today. 87 years of age. 87 for lead vocalist from Four Seasons there. Also had some big, of course, soloing. Meanwhile, we want to wish you a very happy birthday, if it's your birthday. It's always a great day to celebrate, and Sherry Brunesky and June Koontz are all celebrating today, and we want to wish them the very best. Hopefully had a great, great birthday on Saturday. And on Sunday, looks like Brandy Coughlin, Irene Olsen, Hannah Hawkinson, and Marley Lollum also celebrated on Sunday. So got some birthdays there. Don't have anything specifically for today, but over the weekend, some big birthdays. Meanwhile, of course, Truckin' Song Pioneer, 6 Days on the Road. He did that big song back in the day. Dave Dudley, the singer-guitarist, would have been celebrating his birthday. He was born in the state back in 1928. Sportscaster Greg Gumbel from CBS and NBC is actually alive. He's celebrating his 75th birthday today. That folk singer Mary Hopkin, who did Those Were the Days, is 71 today. Singer Christopher Cross, Ride Like the Wind, Sailing, a couple big songs for him, turns 70 today. And bass player from the band REO Speedwagon, Bruce Hall, is 68. The keyboardist from that band Soft Cell, David Ball, is turning 68. Brad Martin, country singer, is 48. Eric Church had that big hit, Two Pink Lines, the country singer, is 44 today. And Cheryl Burke from Dancing with the Stars is 37 years old today. So there you have some birthdays. And incidentally, also born in the state back in 1928, no longer with us, singer James Brown, who did Living in the in America and I Got You and a lot of other big hits, born in this day way back when. Get those birthdays in if you'd like to get them in for next hour. Simply give us a call. Again, the number is 701-664-5846, and you can also email us at ktgo@flagfamily.com. Do have a slight chance of snow showers before 8 o'clock this morning. Slight possibility of rain mixed with snow showers between 8 and 9, and then a slight chance of rain showers after 9 o'clock today. Otherwise, partly sun. Look for a high of about 51 today. Northwest winds this afternoon could gust as high as 28 miles an hour. Chance of precipitation, only 20%. Mostly clear overnight. We'll have a low of about 26. Mostly sunny tomorrow with a high of about 56. And for Wednesday, possibility of more snow showers before 8 in the morning. Possibility of rain, snow mixed in. And otherwise partly sunny with a high of about 55 for the high on Wednesday. Nice and sunny on Thursday with a high of 62. mostly sun on Friday with a high of about 61. And when we get into Saturday, band day over in Williston, chance of rain and snow showers, otherwise mostly cloudy. High of about 50 expected for Saturday. A little bit on the breezy side. East winds gusting up to about 28 miles per hour. And we do have a chance of rain and snow also coming up on Sunday. Otherwise mostly sunny with a high of about 53. Take a quick moment, get into our Hannity's Morning Minute as we continue on Talk of the Town, broadcasting live from the Highway 40 studio in Tioga. Great to have you listening in this morning.
I'm going where the sun keeps shining through the pouring rain.
Turn up your radio. Here's the Sean Hannity Morning Minute.
The same people that can't keep law and order and allow basic security and safety for every citizen, especially in cities and states that have been run by liberal Democrats for decades, and the same people that promise good schools for your kids every 2 and 4 years, they've done a miserable job with that too. Now we're going to trust them with all this, you know, $2 trillion emergency COVID relief, $3 trillion blue state bailout money, and down payments for every new Green Deal socialist fantasy ever, and everything's infrastructure now. Child care's infrastructure. Education's infrastructure. Everything's infrastructure. None of it's infrastructure. All it is the new Green Deal socialism. They just don't want to call it what it is.
Check out the Sean Hannity radio show later today, right here.
Since 1964, Hustler Turf has been engineering and making the original zero-turn lawnmowers right here in the USA with U.S. and global parts. Professional landscapers and homeowners rely on Hustler's trademark smooth track steering, their durable welded steel decks, and their premium reinforced seats that provide a superior ride and ultra comfort. Once you drive a Hustler, you'll immediately feel the difference. And let me tell you something else, you'll actually look forward to mowing your grass. These top-of-the-line mowers allow you to mow faster and more efficiently. For professionals, that means more money in your pocket. For homeowners, that means spending more time with your family. If something should ever happen to your Hustler mower, or you simply need a replacement part like a new blade, help is never far away with Hustler's gigantic network of over 1,000 dealers nationwide. Visit HustlerTurf.com to find one near you. That's H-U-S-T-L-E-R, turf.com.
And it looks like we've got 30 degrees now in Tioga, 32 in Ray, 34 out of Stanley, 30 in Crosby. White Earth and McGregor both coming in at 30. Looks like Grand Forks is coming in at 35. Battleview now is coming in at 31 degrees. Want to thank our friends NCC for helping make this program possible day in and day out. Proud sponsors of KTGO High School Sports as well. NCC out of Ray does so much with service and products. They've got video, internet, phone, and security and video surveillance services. They offer that to business and residences in Northwest North Dakota. They've got medical alert systems, North Dakota long distance. They offer calling features, online PC backup, watch TV everywhere services, sensophone, leased tower access, static IP addresses. They've got circuits and business phone systems, dark fiber, TLS, T1 lines. They offer 24/7 support with after-hours support and on-call employees. And they're locally based with a network of connections far and wide. They're a member owner of a statewide network. It's called Dakota Carrier Network, DCN. Leading regional communications network company. They provide broadband connections to state government, medical communities, financial institutions, schools, mobile backhaul, and much more. Internet speeds up to 1 gig. And again, they do support schools, youth, local organizations, chambers, and EDCs. We thank NCC out of Ray for sure. Getting close to 7 o'clock. Fox News coming up at the top of the hour. This is AM 10.